What's going on, everyone, and good morning. Today is Tuesday, August 20th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. So, good news all around, actually. First piece of good news, the Eagles are back on the practice field today after taking Monday off. It is the first of three practices in a row for the team, their final three practices open to the media for training camp. So they got the three more practices and then the preseason game on Saturday. These are the final days of players trying to make the team, roster bubble guys, practice squads, starting spots. It's all going to be decided in these next few days. So super excited to get back out on the practice field. As always, they will start the day with a press conference. Kellen Moore set to speak to the media at 9:40 a.m. and then practice gets underway at 10 o'clock. So if you want to follow along, make sure you're on Twitter, Threads, all that good stuff. I will have all the updates for you as to what's happening throughout the day as the first of three straight days, the final 3 days, kick off at the NovaCare Complex. The other piece of good news, when we last talked, we weren't sure what was happening with Mekhi Becton. He had left practice early on Sunday, looked like it was a leg injury, went into the locker room, trainers were working with him. The Eagles got good news on Mekhi Becton. Mekhi Becton is fine. He is going to be okay. The injury is not considered serious. He might even be back at practice on Tuesday. But even if he's not, it doesn't seem this is going to be a long-term thing. Wouldn't completely shock me if he missed this week of practice and he kind of gears back up after the preseason game to get ready for week one. But the bottom line is Mekhi Becton, okay. Avoided serious injury, and that is obviously really good news for the Eagles because with Tyler Steen out as well, they are really, really thin at the offensive line spot, but at the right guard spot, but really along the whole offensive line. Like when Brett Toth is out there taking snaps with your first team offense, you know things are not going well for the depth on your team. Fred Johnson didn't have a good day of practice, their backup tackle. So while we don't know if Mekhi Becton can play guard at an NFL level, and we don't even know if Tyler Steen can, if you lose Becton and Steen, then you are really, really thin. At least if when you're fully healthy, while you don't know if Steen can play, Steen was a high draft pick. He played in a game last year. You know, he's like a decent backup for NFL offensive line standards. But when guys start to get hurt, and it's hard to have good offensive line play in the NFL in general, but their offensive line has been an issue in camp, and it's been especially bad when they've had to put backups in. So Mekhi Becton, feeling good, not suffering a serious injury, is definitely really good news for this team. The other piece of news I wanted to talk about, and it's not Eagles news because there was no roster transactions on Monday, no other than the Mekhi Becton thing, but Jalen Mills was released by the Giants and is a free agent. So let's talk about whether or not bringing in Jalen Mills would make some sense. Of course, everybody knows if you're listening, he was with the Eagles previously in his career, was a starting player on the Super Bowl team, drafted by the team in the seventh round. Really one of Howie Roseman's better draft picks during his time here. Obviously, wasn't like a Pro Bowl caliber player, but to get a player in the seventh round that ended up starting 49 games for the Eagles, played in 63 games, had five interceptions, again, a starting member of the of that Super Bowl team in 2017, that's a good draft pick for the seventh round. Now, it doesn't matter now that he was a good draft pick. It's about if he can play now. And here's why I think Jalen Mills would make some sense for this team to bring in, sign, and have come compete in training camp. I don't think you offer him a guaranteed roster spot. I don't think you give him, you know, $2 million where he is definitely coming in and he's definitely getting a spot. But I think he's worth bringing into training camp. If you look at the depth the Eagles have at safety, it is not great. Much like the offensive line, it is filled with inexperienced guys that really haven't played in the NFL. At safety, they have James Bradbury, but he's played mostly corner in the NFL. They had Mekhi Gardner, they cut him. They have Sidney Brown, he hasn't practiced because he's on the PUP. They brought in Caden Stearns, who in 20 games does have four interceptions, has played with Vic Fangio, extremely intriguing guy to bring in, but he can't even practice yet because he's not physically healthy enough to. So you don't know when he's going to be ready to play. Their backup safeties, I mean, they've had to turn to Avante Maddox to take snaps there. So the backup spot is an issue. Jalen Mills, what I think he would bring to the team is A, he would bring depth at safety. As you guys remember, when Malcolm Jenkins left, they had Jalen kind of fill in to that safety hybrid linebacker Malcolm role. He was in the box. He was playing deep safety. He did a little bit of everything. Now, he wasn't as good at it as Malcolm was, but he was decent, right? He was an okay player for them when he took on that role. As a corner, I thought he was always underrated in the city. He was put in a tough spot as a seventh round pick of being the team's basically number one corner. He had to lock down the number one guy. Now, he struggled with it for sure. I mean, he was, you know, not a Darius Slay type of number one corner. I know fans get mad at the finger wagging after, you know, an incompletion that he didn't force. But what he would bring is a ton of experience of playing at outside corner. He has experience now multiple years with the Patriots and with the Eagles of playing safety. He's played a ton of games in the NFL. He has that. He checks the box that Chauncey Gardner-Johnson checks. The, like, toughness, swagger, you know, personality, makes every day, you know, a good day to come to work type of thing. You know, ton of personality. He would check that box as well. So you have to see if he's healthy. He was released because he was on the NFI list. He wasn't able to practice. So it's not clear he'd be healthy enough to play. You'd obviously have to check that box. But if he would be able to come in for this next week, you know, practice 2-3 days, maybe have him, you know, on the practice squad potentially. I don't think he'll be getting any guaranteed roster options in the NFL. I think he makes sense to bring in and to try out because, again, the lack of depth at safety is an issue. But frankly, even the lack of depth at corner. At corner, you have guys that, you know, you like to think can play. Kelee Ringo, I know they're very excited about if he ends up being a backup. Eli Ricks has played, obviously, for this team last year. Quinyon Mitchell, I think, is going to be starting nickel. But again, like a backup option that they have at outside corner. But none of those guys have played. Like, you don't know if in the NFL they can play at a decent level. With Jalen Mills, I think you know that he would bring a certain high floor to the position. So for a team that lacks veterans in the secondary and a team that needs depth, I do think Jalen Mills makes sense to at least take a flyer on and see if he is somebody that can come in and help the bottom end of this roster. So those are kind of all the newsy things going on with the Eagles. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and then I have two things for you. I want to talk to you about why I think Jalen is throwing it more in camp this year and back it up with, you know, those training camp stats everybody knows and love. And then ESPN ranked the Eagles defense position by position. Don't think you guys are going to like it. So a quick word from our sponsor. Okay, so I've said repeatedly on this pod, whether it's post-practice pods, pods with James, the daily pod, that Jalen is throwing it more in camp than he was in previous years. And the numbers back that up. So I went and I took a look at the numbers in 2023 compared to this year, 2024. So the first thing I wanted to see, first of all, he's just thrown it more. Like, statistically, he has more pass attempts this year. So if you look at how many attempts he had in 2023 last year, we got the chance to watch 15 practices. He had 241 attempts. So 15 practices, 241 attempts. Through 14 practices this year, he has 273. So he had one more practice last year and 30 less attempts. So he'll end up with probably 320 so attempts this year in camp that we'll watch in more practices for sure, but he will have a higher number of attempts. But if you break that down to a per practice average, he's still throwing it more. So last year, Jalen Hurts averaged 26 reps in camp. This year, he's averaging 28 reps, so roughly the same number of reps, you know, not a big difference. If you look at those reps, last year, the first team running backs, so this year, it's been exclusively Saquon. Last year was a mixture of Kenny Gainwell, Penny was getting some carries, Boston Scott. So last year, in 14 practices, they had they had 72 carries. This year, in 14 practices, they have 72 carries. So last year, same amount of reps as this year, roughly. Last year, same amount of running back carries with the first team offense as this year, roughly. But despite those two numbers being the same, he is averaging four more throws per practice. So he's on the field just as much, they're running it just as much, but he's throwing it four times more per practice. Now, that might not sound like a large number, but it really is. I mean, when you're only out there for, again, like 27 reps or 26 reps, four more plays where you're throwing it is a large sample size. So why is Jalen throwing it more? I think he's throwing it more because he is doing a better job of not taking off when the pressure is there. And Nick Sirianni has talked about this. Nick talked about how, you know, some of his favorite plays from a quarterback are checkdowns because he thinks it shows you're playing the position like from the head, from the shoulders up. You're looking at what's there. You're not taking a risk down the field. You're not just running around trying to figure out what's going on. Jalen knows what he thinks he's seeing pre-snap. When the ball is snapped, he looks to see if it's there. And if it's not there, he is using the built-in options to get rid of the ball. So as a result, this year, he is running it less, like he himself, not the team. There are fewer quarterback runs this year, and he is throwing it more. Those four more attempts are probably all check downs to a running back, check down to a tight end over the middle of the field. So the numbers show that this year, Jalen is doing a better job getting rid of the ball. I tell this story a lot, but for those that are new to the pod, and if you are, thank you for listening. I remember Jalen's rookie year. He was running it so much on passing drills, like on 11-on-11 drills, 7-on-7s even, that at one point the defense was yelling at him, you got to throw it eventually. Like they were taunting him. He has been a guy in practice that is happy to tuck the ball and run. And he's done that in games as well. But this year, that is not the case. Again, 16 throws on average per practice in 2023, 20 throws per average this year. Same number of reps, same number of running plays, four more throws. So I think that is extremely encouraging for what this team could be this year. Jalen does not need to be Josh Allen. He does not need to be Patrick Mahomes. Would it be awesome if he was Patrick Mahomes? Of course. But he doesn't have to carry the players around him. He doesn't have to make something out of nothing. With this coaching staff, with Sirianni and Kellen Moore running the offense and the skill players that they have, all he has to do is be smart with the football. Running it compared to dumping it off to Saquon, is a better option. So I think, you know, what he's showing, you know, this whole Nick Wright thing about him not throwing any interceptions, I get the premise of what Nick Wright is saying. Like, yes, you want your quarterback to take chances with the ball. You don't want to be Sam Bradford dinking and dunking it. But with this year with Jalen, I think you do kind of want that a little bit. So I think on a macro scale, Nick Wright is right. But to this specific instance, Jalen throwing it more with no interceptions shows that he is doing what the offense is being told, is asking him to do. He's listening to his coaches. He's taking the built-in options so he doesn't have to run around. I think it's a great sign moving into next season. The last thing I wanted to talk to you guys about was we did a little bit of the offense on Monday. So ESPN is ranking every single position in the NFL and ranking them. So they did quarterbacks, wide receivers, you know, tight ends, offensive line, all that. We did that yesterday. And I thought the Eagles' offensive skill players were lower down than I think most would expect it. I think Jalen and the quarterbacks were 11th, the receivers were 6th, the tight ends were 19th. Like, I think the Eagles have one of the best skill sets in the NFL. Clearly, ESPN disagreed. On the defensive side of the ball, man, the rankings were bad, but I don't think the Eagles can fight or feel disrespected by this one. So let's look at them really quickly. The interior defensive line was ranked 22nd. Fair. I mean, Jalen Carter has a ton of potential, and he could be the best defensive tackle in the NFL, but Jordan Davis hasn't shown anything. Milton Williams is a part-time player. Marlon Tuipulotu, I mean, it's just role players at that point. So I think it's completely fair to look at the interior defensive line, so the defensive tackles, and think they have one of the worst units in the NFL, because it really is just Jalen Carter. Now, if Jalen Carter plays outstanding this year, Jordan Davis is better, Milton Williams takes a step forward, you could see them really skyrocket next year. But right now, no, they can't be offended at that. Edge rusher, and I bet this has to be the lowest it's been during Howie's time with the Eagles. Eagles rank 16th at edge rusher. Yikes. Not great. So that just shows they don't have a premium edge rusher that Michael Clay, who's doing these rankings, believes in. And that's fair. Like, Bryce Huff had 10.5 sacks last year. I think he's shown he can be, in spots, a really premium edge rusher, pass rusher. And we've talked about Bryce Huff at length, but you know why they're 16th. Bryce Huff, unproven. Nolan Smith, unproven. Josh Sweat coming off a down year. Brandon Graham, you know, the last year of his career. He's talked about how he's going to retire. So it's just unproven. I mean, you could argue 16th might be a little high, to be completely honest. So they look at 16th and go, you know, we'll take that. But another unit where this time next year, maybe they'll be higher, but yeah, 16th, not great. Linebacker, now you'll be used to this, 30th out of 32 teams. I will say they took each position and wrote about like a unit that could be interesting, and they picked the Eagles as a unit to watch. And they write, with issues at linebacker over the past several years, the Eagles' off-season investments included Devin White, journeyman Oren Burks, and Zach Bond, and fifth-round pick Jeremiah Trotter Jr. White took the 18th most snaps of any defender in the past 5 seasons, but struggled badly against the run with Tampa Bay. Philadelphia will hope to get the most out of him, as well as a boost from 2022 third-round pick N'Kobe Dean. I think that sums it up perfectly. You know, they hope Devin White can be turned back into what he is. Nakobe's had a really good camp. We've talked about that. Check out the post practice pods from the weekend. If you haven't, he had a really, really good weekend of practices. But yeah, I mean, the linebacker is a complete question mark. Interestingly enough, corner, I think the position everyone would have had the most questions about coming into camp, ranked 11th. But makes sense. Darius Slay has been a number one shutdown guy. Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell are rookies that, you know, people are high on, obviously, in the draft. I think rookies always get a bump when talking about before they've played because they're still playing off of potential or being judged off potential. But yeah, cornerback comes in 11th, a position that could also be higher next year. Safety comes in at 22nd. I don't really picture this being much higher next year. I think Reed Blankenship is who he is, a nice NFL player. We'll see what Chauncey can turn into, but they have almost no depth behind those two. Sidney Brown, we'll see at what point he plays this year. Bradbury, a veteran guy that you hope gives you decent snaps if he has to go in. But yeah, safety 22nd. So the defense, none in the top half of the league besides corner, most in the bottom half of the league, a few 20th and below. Vic Fangio has his work to do, for sure. So thank you to everybody for listening. As I said, the Eagles do practice today, so there will be a post-practice pod. And thank you to everyone that's been listening to these morning pods. I know I say this every pod, but I truly do mean it. I love all you guys that listen. To take 15 minutes with me every morning for the Eagles means a lot to me. So thank you, everybody. And as they always say, he's Elliot, I'm James. I'll talk to you guys later.